As evident by the comments by Dr. Sperano, clinical management of patients with breast cancer is now strongly shaped by two key factors within the tumor, the presence of the estrogen receptor protein and amplification of the HER2 gene. To further clarify how these factors alter the approach to clinical decision-making, I decided to conduct a mini-education experiment and construct in my mind two fictionalized case histories in which the only difference in the two cases is the HER2 status of the tumor. I presented these scenarios to medical oncologist Dr. Daniel Budman.
This fictionalized woman that I'm going to present to you is, I'll call her Melissa Grant. She's 60 years old. She's happily married to her second husband, who's 78, in perfect health, as they both are. She has worked her way up through the university ladder as an administrator and now runs the transplant division there and loves her work, works all the time, totally devoted to it, and has a routine mammogram, and there's something abnormal there, and 4 weeks later, she shows up in your office. She's had a lumpectomy and sentinel node biopsy. The lumpectomy shows a 1.8 centimeter tumor. It is ER positive and HER2 negative, strongly ER positive, NPR positive, HER2 negative, and 3 sentinel lymph nodes are negative. She, being in the medical field, has tried to kind of do research and figure out what's going on, but she is completely freaked out, scared, and particularly concerned about the possibility of chemotherapy. I would like you to kind of think through the variables that I've presented to you and tell me how you would think through decision-making in this situation and what's changed in the last couple of years in managing a patient like this.
Probably the most important area over the last 5 years has been the new information from genomics, which has shown that there are at least 4, possibly 5 different types of breast cancer, which are biologically distinct, probably have a different etiology, for sure have a different clinical path, and that we're just appreciating it now. And the problem with most of the studies that we've used over the years is we've lumped everybody together. And what it basically does is it dilutes out a signal of whether or not particular therapy might be good or bad. In the case of the woman you just presented, she's ER positive 1.8. We know from overview analysis that there is some benefit from chemotherapy. But the majority of benefit for cytotoxic therapy was in the ER negatives, and there was virtually, as far as follow-up in some of the studies we have in CLGB of over 6 years, there really was almost nothing seen for the ER positives. I would think this lady is an ideal candidate for doing an oncotype. And the obvious reasons are that if she would be willing to participate with the TATRx trial, which I think is an important trial to validate prospectively the Oncotype data, with the realization that breast cancers are really heterogeneous, not homogeneous, genomic arrays, of which the Oncotype is based on a thing called RT-PCR, have been able to distinguish these various types.